This is Cross Cowboy, a Cooper Brothers novel, Sweetwater Falls Farm Romance, Book 1, written by Elena Johnson, narrated by Becky Dowdy.
Chapter 1. Travis Cooper whistled through his teeth, his irritation spiking. "Get up!" he yelled, though the dairy cows he herded only lowed in return. Some of them gave him the stink eye, though he supposed he'd started the somewhat volatile relationship with the cattle by muscling them around, telling them not to stop in doorways, and perhaps even calling them a name or two when they disobeyed. People thought the big black-and-white dairy cows were just so cute on social media, but to Travis, they were nothing but trouble. They loved to break down fences to get to the grasses and other tasty victuals in fields they weren't supposed to be in. They made a huge mess of their pastures day in and day out. Diseases spread like wildfire, and they never waited nicely in line for their turn to be milked. "Come on, Bertha," he said, shoving his shoulder against one of the huge beasts. Every dairy cow was named Bertha to Travis, and he actually smiled at his private joke. "To the right, girl," he said, digging in with his boots and pushing. See, stubborn things cows were. He got Bertha number one in the chute, and by some miracle, the girls after her followed suit, at least for a few cows. He and the veterinarian had been playing the game of chutes and udders for 4 days, and Travis was so done with it. But the cows had to be checked every so often, and it was up to Travis to get that job done around Sweetwater Falls Farm. His older brother, Lee, took care of so many other things that Travis had gladly accepted the health of the herd as his responsibility. He just wished it came with less mud and less lowing. Sometimes his ears heard the sound cows made when he was all alone, and that noise followed him into his dreams, too. He finally got the last Bertha into the chute, and she lumbered along until she reached Finley Rapont, the veterinarian who came out to the farm to check eyes, ears, tongues, and udders. He made a report for Travis, though he'd have separated any cows that had a problem. Today, there were none, and Travis thanked his lucky stars above for that. 5 or 6 of their newest milkers had shown sores, and Finn had pulled them. That hadn't been a good day for Travis, and the conversation around the family dinner table at the farmhouse had contained a lot of rolled eyes and pointed questions. The energy between Travis and his brothers always ran high, and he blamed all the red-headed genes in the family. Lee could go from grinning to gunning in less time than it took to breathe, and the worst part was that Travis never knew what would set him off. Truth be told, he never really knew what would set himself off either. Sometimes he just couldn't carry one more thing, and something simple like a broken fence, something he'd dealt with countless times over the years he'd worked the farm, would irritate him to the point of snapping. Not that it really mattered. He didn't rant to anyone but Daddy, Lee, or Will. He treated his cowboys well. He didn't have a girlfriend to speak of, and even when he did, those relationships barely made it out of the dugout. He might get to first base, but he might not, as he hadn't had a girlfriend who'd lasted longer than 2 months in at least a decade.
"Looking good?" he asked Finn. "Yeah, today was easy."
He glanced up from his clipboard, which had a tablet attached to it. He tapped and swiped, and then he added,
"All sent. You'll get the report in your email."
"Thanks." Travis shook his hand, and they started toward the milk shed, where the small dirt parking lot held their trucks. He had no idea what Finn got to go do now, but Travis had to get over 1,000 cows into and then out of milking stalls in the next couple of hours. The work at Cooper & Company, the milking side of their family farm, could consume a man, as Travis had seen with his very own eyes. Lee had been married and divorced, and while his ex-wife had never said